Day in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
Linda Ronstadt was at the top of the singles chart on this day in 1975 with You're No Good, the singer's only solo chart topper out of 12 other top 40 hits. She performed on stage for the last time in 2009, but it wasn't until a few years later it was revealed she had Parkinson's disease.
It was hard to comb my hair, it was hard to brush my teeth, it was hard to wash my hair, I had to get my hands up over my head. It was the last thing I suspected was Parkinson's disease.
You're no good, you're no good, you're no good.
At the 21st Grammy Awards on this day in 1979, the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack won the Album of the Year. The Bee Gees were named the Best Pop Group and Best Arrangement for Voices for Staying Alive. Billy Joel's Just the Way You Are won Record and Song of the Year, and Donna Summer picked up two Grammys.
And the winner is Saturday Night Fever!
Thank you very, very much. We'd like to thank our record company, RSO Records, our manager, Robert Stigwood, for bringing it home. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Couple of birthdays today. Melissa Manchester, US singer and songwriter, is turning 69. She had a hit in the 80s with this one. And lead singer of UB40, Ali Campbell, turning 62 today. They had the 1983 number one single, Red Red Wine, plus over 30 other top 40 hits.
The question we were most often asked was, why do we play reggae, you know? And when we chose reggae as our genre, it's still cool and it's still relevant and the youth are still into it. And if you look at music around the world, right now, reggae's the biggest influence. It's having the biggest influence it's ever had.
Here I am, baby.
That is Today Music for Monday, Feb 15 at Mix 104.9.